Chris Morning Update, Thursday, April the 13th. 今天呢，美联航首席执行长 Oscar Munoz 在11号正式向一名付费乘客道歉。这名乘客搭乘芝加哥飞往肯塔基州路易斯维尔的航班，因拒绝自愿改搭别的班机而遭警方拖下飞机。那 CEO Munoz 在写给美联航的一封信说，这实在看起来可怕的事件已经引起了所有人的反应，愤怒、生气和失望，他为所发生的一切表示最深的歉意，没有人应该遭受这样的对待。公众对此事的愤怒情绪在周二慢慢传播开来。尽管美联航的 CEO 呢最终发表了道歉声明，但是目前已经有20,000多人联署要求他下台。美联航的新的宣传片也引来了国外网友的疯传。
United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz apologized amid the widespread backlash over the forcible removal of a passenger from one of the company's planes. And here is the full statement from United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz on United Express Flight 3411. Dear team, the truly horrific event that occurred on this flight has elicited many responses from all of us. Outrage, anger, disappointment.I share all of those sentiments, and one above all, my deepest apologies for what had happened. Like you, I continue to be disturbed by what happened on this flight, and I deeply apologize to the customer forcibly removed and to all the customers aboard. No one should ever be mistreated this way. I want you to know that we take full responsibility and we will work to make it right. It's never too late to do the right thing.I've committed to our customers and our employees that we are going to fix what's broken so this never happens again. This will include a thorough review of crew movement, our policies for incentivizing volunteers in these situations, how we handle all oversold situations, and examination of how we partner with airport authorities and local law enforcement.We will communicate the results of our review by April the 30th. I promise you, we will do better. Sincerely, Oscar. Munoz earlier received flak of taking his employee's side. He refused to apologize to the passenger, whom he described as disruptive and belligerent. So what exactly happened?United Airlines has caused a public uproar after a video of three police officers dragging a passenger off an overbooked flight were posted online. The flight in question, United Flight 3411, was due to depart from Chicago O'Hare International Airport to Louisville, Kentucky on Sunday when the incident took place. The flight was overbooked, which meant the airline had sold more tickets than available seats.United said it needed to put 4 members of its staff on the full flight because they needed to be in Louisville the next day. The airline chose 4 people at random to kick off the flight because none of the passengers volunteered to give up their fee. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz on Wednesday ate his words and tweets in the wake of the controversial treatment of a passenger in what has been called a PR fiasco, appearing in his first on-camera interview since the incident.An incident which saw an Asian passenger being forcefully dragged off of a United plane on Sunday sparked outrage and put the company in hot water. Munoz was widely criticized for his response after the company's stock lost as much as 4% on Tuesday, and protests online and offline continued to gain global traction and attention. Munoz followed up a statement seen as a more in-depth apology, saying, "No one should ever be mistreated this way."As more people added their voice to the growing anger surrounding the incidents, there were even calls for Munoz to resign. CEO said he has no plans to resign and called the issue a system failure, indicating that international airlines do not have a complete system that can provide frontline managers with more tools to deal with such situations. When asked whether Dow was at fault in any way, he totally changed his attitude, replying,No, he can be. He was a paying passenger sitting on our seat in our aircraft, and no one should be treated that way. Further, Munoz promised that United will not use law enforcement to remove onboard passengers in the future, and such an incident will never happen again. You saw us at a bad moment, and this can never, will, and never happen again on United Airlines flight. That's my premise, and that is my promise, said Munoz. When all is said and done, there's only one thing we should wish. That is, the airlines, whether it's United or otherwise, should treat their customers at least as human beings in the very first place. This is Chris Morning Update on a lovely Thursday morning. Stay tuned for our version on the 14th.